expanded another 3 months by NATO. It's how a not-so-friendly fish could be redirected to solve two problems in Illinois.
Here in Chicago, where an effort is underway to keep the invasive Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, it has been suggested.
Instead of beating them, why not eat them?
So how about spaghetti with carp sauce or some other recipe? The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is promoting carp eating and feeding it to people who are hungry. One Chicago chef says of the fish.
It tastes something like bass. In my eyes, it's as flavorful as any freshwater fish you're going to find.
One challenge for state officials is changing the fish's image. While the up to 100-pound Asian carp is a delicacy in China, it hasn't quite caught on here, so a cooking demonstration and taste testing will be held in Chicago. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is visiting the landmark his country gave to America, the Statue of Liberty, about 125 years after the statue's dedication. Again, our top story, the Dow down 331 points. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
WVOX and WVIP HD2. New Rochelle.
This is Charles Massimi at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's World Headquarters in Purchase, New York. I've been on the radio in New York State for over 25 years, during which our nation has gone through many changes and been confronted by financial upheaval and political turmoil. Through it all, I've been privileged to enjoy the confidence of many thousands of radio listeners on WVOX and WVIP who have bestowed their confidence and trust in me and my Morgan Stanley Smith Barney Associates. My business card says Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, but to those careful and astute investors who have entrusted a good portion of their hard-earned wealth to me and mine over the years, I've become so much more than that. If your portfolio and holdings are in need of a timely review, I'd be very glad to arrange a conference where we could sit down and for no cost or obligation review what your financial investment goals are. We're at 2000 Westchester Avenue, right off the Hutch in Westchester County. You can call me direct at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney headquarters at 914-225-7158. Once again, that's 914-225-7158. My secretary's name is Sandra, and she'll be glad to set up an appointment. 914-225-7158.
There's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity on this Thursday. It's the 22nd day of September, last full day of summertime, as autumn officially arrives on Friday morning at 5:05 a.m., looking at clouds and showers right through the period today, tomorrow, even in through Saturday. Sunday at this point is broken down to a cloudy day with a 40% chance of showers as well. Here's the details. Showers are likely today, some areas of fog, and it looks like the possibility of a thunderstorm. Temperatures daytime, mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15, the probability of rainfall at 70% today. Isolated thunderstorms in the evening, mostly cloudy overnight with some showers, mid-60s. Friday, some patchy fog to start. Otherwise, occasional rain and thunderstorms. Some of the thunderstorms could produce some heavy rainfall on Friday. Our high temperatures for the day will range into the lower 70s. Showers likely on Friday night in the lower 60s. Cloudy. A 50% chance of showers on Saturday, too. Saturday's highs in the mid-70s. And Sunday is looking mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s. That trend continues into Monday of next week. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Recently, some people have had questions about the plants that generate our electricity here in New York. You have a right to know the facts about one of the most important providers of power to our area. Did you know that Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester, with virtually no emissions and at lower cost? Indian Point's operations are constantly reviewed to ensure safety by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It's among the most thoroughly reviewed nuclear energy facilities in the country. And that there are multiple federal inspectors on site, and the law guarantees them access to any document, any employee, and any portion of the facility. That's accountability, every day, all the time. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
From the historic city of New Rochelle, home of school superintendent Richard Organishak, Lou Felicione, Bob Lebensold, and the Sound Shore Medical Center of Westchester, the great and growing hospital for you and yours.
This is Bill O'Shaughnessy. Thanks for joining us, New York, right here at 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com. we welcome you once more to America's great community station, WVOX, for you and yours.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, September 22nd, 2011, the last day of summer. Tomorrow, autumn begins. Enjoy it. Nature gets ready to take a nap, closes things down. It is evening as the seasons go. The days grow short, a chill creeps into the breeze, the leaves display magnificently, colors that have been there all along but were obscured by the chlorophyll. One of the great things about the Northeast, where we live, is the change of the seasons. Enjoy it. This morning, walking by the tidal basin, we were pretty much at full tide. And that's the observation. We've lost 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 36 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 6:42 this morning. It will set at 7:53 this evening. We will have 12 hours, 11 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 1:06 tomorrow morning. It will set at 4:22 tomorrow afternoon. We're 2 days past last quarter, and the next full phase is October 12th, which will be the first full moon of autumn. Our next high tides in New Rochelle, 6:47 this evening. In Yonkers, 5:10 this evening. Dobbs Ferry, 5:30. Tarrytown, 5:54. Haverstraw, 6:42. It was high tide at about 6-ish in our whole area, a little earlier in Yonkers at 5:07. Now, our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. All of these casualties are from Afghanistan. We have not been looking closely at the Iraq situation. That has cranked way down. So it's Afghanistan, all of these people. Specialist Chazray Kleantuan Clark, age 24, of Ecorse, Michigan. He was with the 1st Infantry, killed by a roadside bomb in Kandahar Province, September 18th. Today's the 22nd. That was 4 days ago. Sergeant Garrick L. Eppinger, Jr., age 25, of Appleton, Wisconsin. He was with the Army Reserve, died as a result of a non-battle-related injury in Parwan Province on September 17th. We don't know what non-battle-related injuries are. We suspect some of them are suicides because we hear there are suicides, but they don't give us that. Staff Sergeant Michael Wesley Hosey, age 27, Birmingham, Alabama. He was with the 1st Special Forces Group, killed in a firefight in Uruzgan Province on September 17th. Sergeant Michael Lee Prince, age 28, of Minco, Oklahoma. He was one of several people from the Oklahoma National Guard killed this last 2 weeks. He was killed by a rocket-propelled grenade and small arms fire in Lagman Province, September 15th. Corporal Michael Joseph Dutcher, age 22, of Asheville, North Carolina. He was with the 1st Marine Division, killed in combat in Helmand Province on September 15th. Sergeant Rodolfo Rodriguez, Jr., age 26, of Far, Texas, 25th Infantry, killed by a roadside bomb, Kandahar Province, September 14th. Master Sergeant Daniel Ronald Adams, age 35, of Portland, Oregon, with the 10th Special Forces. He was killed in an intense firefight. The enemy attacked his unit using mortar, machine gun, and small arms fire. This was in Wardak Province on September 13th. Staff Sergeant Keith Freeman Rudd, age 36, of Winder, Georgia. He was with the 82nd Airborne, killed in combat in Parvan on September 10th. Staff Sergeant Daniel Anthony Quintana, age 30, Huntington Park, California, with the 172nd Infantry Brigade, killed with small arms fire in Paktika province, September 10th. Private First Class Brett Everett Wood, age 19, of Spencer, Indiana. He was with the 25th Infantry, killed by a roadside bomb in Kandahar province, September 9th. Sergeant Brett Daniel Eisenhower, age 26, of Lamar, Oklahoma, also with 45th Infantry, and also with the Oklahoma National Guard, one of three soldiers killed by small arms fire in Paktia province on the 9th of September. The other two were Private First Class Tony Joe Potter, Jr., age 20, of Okmulgee, Oklahoma, also National Guard, and Specialist Christopher David Horton, age 26, of Collinsville, Oklahoma, same unit, the 45th Infantry of the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Petty Officer First Class Brian Keith Lundy, age 25, of Austin, Texas, with the 2nd Marine Division, killed while on patrol in Helmand Province, September 9th. Private First Class Douglas J. Jeffries, Jr., age 20, of Springville, California. He was with the 10th Mountain Division, one of two soldiers killed by a roadside bomb in Kandahar Province, September 8th. And the other one was Specialist Coran Pulido Contreras, age 21, of Lawndale, California. These 16 American servicemen were alive on the date of our last broadcast. Private First Class Jeffries and Specialist Contreras died on the day of our last program. And no deaths were reported on 9/11, curiously. I don't know if we just pulled back and stayed on base. I really don't know. Or maybe it's just a coincidence. So all these men were alive on the date of our last broadcast. So just imagine who's out there right now risking their lives for us. Just think of them. Just that. We all complain about our lot at times, myself included, but the grass isn't much greener anywhere else. Our standard of living is high. It is these men and women who give their lives which sustains that standard. We are privileged to be Americans. For all of the grousing and griping and all of the negatives, we are still privileged to be Americans. There are many, many, many worse places than better ones on this planet. Over 7,000 coalition troops have been killed in both the Iraq and Afghan wars, and countless civilians. All right, time for the Culture Corner. My reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them because everyone has the right to be wrong. What do you get when you take Sesame Street puppets and monsters included? Change its rating from G to R. Add a very good score and take it live to the Broadway stage. You get Avenue Q. Now playing off-Broadway at New World Stages on West 50th Street. So the question is, can we take the kids? I would say yes. The F word does get some use, but so what? There's lots of that going on in our society today. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. There is some onstage puppet sex, which for my part was gratuitous, and unless puppets are intrinsically different from us sexually, duh, it doesn't look like fun at all. I mean, what's the rush? These puppets had nowhere to go, nothing better to do. Take your time, guys. Smell the roses. But I digress. Sure, take the kids unless you believe they should be protected from all sexual references and all obscenity. Just tell them to write down their questions or they'll keep asking you, what do you say? The messages are good for people of all ages. When the songs are not messagey, they are funny. It's never preachy. The score, as I said, is great. And in fact, it won the Tony that year. One very good song is Everyone's a Little Bit Racist. You have a black character, some monsters, an Asian, a couple of gays, all exploring their little bits of racism. If we could all just admit that we are racist a little bit and everyone stopped being so PC, maybe we could live in harmony. I agree. And I needed to hear it yet again just to keep me honest. The other song which especially floated my boat was the finale, For Now. Everything changes, so ride out the bad and enjoy the good, for it is only here in this moment. Well, I wrote a song like that in the 70s, so not a new thought, but like Everyone's a Little Bit Racist, worth hearing again and again. Be in the moment. Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied. Everyone goes round a little empty inside. And we'll accept the things we cannot avoid for now. Don't stress. Relax. Let life roll off your backs. Avenue Q won three Tonys in 2004, including Best Musical, Best Book, and Best Score. It's still around and at off-Broadway prices. Now is a good time to catch it up if you missed it. Still fresh, funny, and poignant. I recommend it, surely for adults and teens. And rather than springing for a babysitter, bring your preteens. They won't be scarred. Some people will disagree with that. We have another short review. I'm going to try to get it in before the break. If I don't, then we will just have to come back for it. This was called The Invested. It's off-Broadway retelling of a story we have heard before. It is well written, but why was it written? Either Sharon Rothstein has been working on it for years and started when the message was new, or she somehow feels she has a new perspective. It is the story of a stocks bundler who makes big bucks off shady dealing and the ambitious and talented female underling who has just been passed over for the CEO job. Familiar combination, feminist message, a capable business analyst hitting the glass ceiling. But we don't really know that. Perhaps the fund, which Bill Enoch, played by Thomas Hildreth, created, then sold to the corporation, was the deal maker. We don't know. So the feminist touch is lost, and we will be right back.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD2.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street falling sharply at the opening bell, extending losses for a third straight day. A grim outlook from the Federal Reserve is weighing heavily on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now down some 350 points. Though fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, the labor market isn't showing any signs of improvement. Initial claims fell to 423,000, coming in lower than economists had expected. Typically, claims need to fall below the 375,000 mark to signal sustainable job growth. They haven't been that low since February. And FedEx shares are falling in line with the broader markets. Despite delivering better than expected results during the first quarter, the package delivery company lowering its per-share profit forecast for the year due to slowing global economic growth. FedEx is also raising shipping rates by 3.9%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hi, I'm a home. The one with a roof, walls, and all the things that make me yours. Things like your comfy couch, entertainment center, and that lamp you just couldn't live without. These are the things that you could lose in a flood. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. Even just a few inches of water in your home can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But in moderate to low risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
No matter where you go.
Driving in truck all day long.
Driving to work.
We're right there with you. WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. If you want to read the rest of that review about The Invested, go to my website. It's www.environmentallysound.org. You can also listen to this program and all the other programs for the last couple of years. They've all been uploaded if you have a mind to, and you can see a couple of great pictures of me and some other pictures of Einstein and other people I admire. Okay, I just want to say just one thing about The Invested, just the last paragraph. As I said, we have seen this story in other clothing. If it is a morality play, we have seen versions for 2011 years. If it is a Wall Street play, we have seen versions since 1987, and we still like Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen best. So, yes, it's a Wall Street play, The Invested, and it's not a bad play, but it's not particularly timely. I didn't take anything new away from it, and I do like to do that. Okay, on the line with us is Tom O'Brien. He is, if I got it right, the editor of The Gold Report, speaking to us from Texas, somewhere in Texas. Welcome, Tom O'Brien.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. What part of Texas are you speaking to us from?
I'm from Boston, but I'm speaking to you from Tampa, Florida.
So you live in Texas, you're in Tampa, and you're from Boston.
No, I live in Tampa, and I'm from Boston.
So who do you root for, the Red Sox or the Tampa Bay Rays?
Red Sox.
They have been really bombing lately, haven't they?
Yes. Oh, man, it's such a bummer. I already lost a bet with a couple of my friends down here because we had the bet as to who would win the most games, you know, Tampa or the Red Sox. So,
well, has Tampa passed them yet? I don't follow on a day-to-day basis.
What has happened is that the Red Sox are ahead for the wild card by a game and a half, but they lost, like, if we just took how many games Tampa won versus the Red Sox when they played each other, the Red Sox have lost more, so I lost the bet. That's the bottom line.
My good. But is Boston still looking good for the wild card?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The Rays are playing the Yankees now, aren't they? And they get
beat.
Yes,
they are. And they lost last night.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So now, you're beyond all of this very interesting stuff, which could take us the rest of the hour, let's talk about gold. You are the editor of the Gold Report. Did I get that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we hear a lot about gold. I myself have a gold coin, I forget what country it's from. I think it's Canadian. It's an ounce. It's worth
Maple Leaf then, yes.
Yeah, it's probably worth about $2,000, I guess, more or less, isn't it, today?
Yeah, gold's on $75 right now as we're speaking. So you get the 1732 plus probably about a 30% premium for the coin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And if it's not in complete mint condition, does that take much off if it's got a couple of scratches?
No, it takes nothing off.
Oh, good, because I was told that I was being foolish by leaving it in my drawer unprotected. Okay, so I can get about $2,000 or a little more for it. So the question is, Tom O'Brien, should I cash it in now, or is it still going to appreciate?
I'd cash it in.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. See?
What you have here, Bob, is this, okay? We went... You know, gold has gone from, basically $250, up to $1,923. That's in the last 11 years. The dollar index, meaning the U.S. dollar, has gone from 121 down to 70. Now, the low in the dollar, the correlation is important. The low in the dollar was March of 08. The dollar right now is trading, at 79. Gold is starting to pull back, On a longer-term basis, can gold go higher? Yeah, 3-4 years from now, gold can be higher. On a shorter-term basis, meaning in the next 6-8 months, I suspect you're going to see gold down at somewhere about $1,500, $1,450,
uh-huh.
Which is, which seems dollar-wise, that's quite a bit. Percentage-wise, on a correction, that's not that much.
Okay, but still, you suggest I sell it, so I'm going to sell it. I actually picked it up around 600. So
good for you, exactly. You're in the business. We're all in the business. If you're in the investment business, it's to make money.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not in the investment business, and in fact, I only have the one coin, so it's not like it was just pretty. That's all. So I acquired it.
They are pretty, aren't they?
They're very pretty, and they're shiny.
You know what's interesting there is that's where people can get hung up, and they never sell them. Because they are that pretty. I know
what
you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You hold it in your hand, you fondle it, it's pure gold. I feel like Goldfinger.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me, what the Gold Report is that a print journal? Is it online? What do you actually do?
What it is, I've had the Gold Report now for 10 years. Uh-huh. We went long gold to $282. I cover not only the metal market in there, I cover 45 equities, meaning gold, silver, platinum, palladium, that are in that business. It's a newsletter that your listeners, they can test drive it free for a month by just coming over to tfnn.com.
T-F-N-N. And what does that stand for?
Tiger Financial News Network.
Tiger?
Tiger. Meow!
Debbie, our engineer, was going right along with you on that.
Yeah, no, that just pushed the board, I'm sure.
So tfnn.com, and you can...
And you'll see it under newsletters, the Gold Report. You can test drive it for 30 days free.
Uh-huh.
That'll be 4 reports. I do it once a week.
And after that, how much is it?
After that, it's $75 a month, or it's, I believe, $695 for a year.
Okay, so you have to be a serious investor. This is not like Reader's Digest. You got to really want to know the low down.
That's correct.
Okay, now I saw some ads on TV the last couple of days. Buy gold, it's always a hedge against this and a good investment that. But those are people who want to sell gold. You are an objective observer and analyst of what gold is doing and these other precious metals. So,
It's interesting what you just said, because what does happen is this, and you're absolutely right. What happens in the gold market, unfortunately, is people selling fear on a continual basis. And that's a bummer. Gold has made its move, and it's been dramatic. But when you hear that gold is safe, there is no such thing as any investment being safe. It's not even close. So every time I hear that, that word should not be used in the investment business, because it's not a fact.
There's no such thing as safe, yeah.
No, there isn't.
And if our economy starts to percolate, gold wouldn't necessarily go down, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And, there's a disconnect right now when you look at the stock market versus what the dollar index is doing versus what I think the economy is doing. I mean, you know, you hear on a continual basis, and you know that, okay, so the market's getting smoked today. But what that really has to do with is the dollar index is going up. The large multinational companies, okay, are going to lose money hand over fist here. The reason they're going to lose money hand over fist is that what you have is that they've been making money through the slave labor in China, through the dollar being weaker, so it's a currency play, and you know it's basically moving the jobs overseas. Now, the dynamic has changed. So the stock market has to get used to that, but for you and I, for the communities in the United States, it's going to be better because the dollar is actually getting stronger. And that puts more, without people even trading, they're going to make more money because their dollar is going to buy more.
Okay, Tom, we're going to have to take a break. Do you mind hanging out for a few minutes and we'll come
sure.
back to you? Okay, very
Love
good.
It. Thank
very
you.
Good. Okay, you are listening to WVOX AM 1460 out of New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Levinsohn. This program is Environmentally Sound. On the line with me is Tom O'Brien, editor of The Gold Report. If you are listening in Drobny Pond, Connecticut, Showhotso Wash, Arizona, Ilfield, New Mexico, Cudge Hollow, Tennessee, Portland, Oregon, or Maine, you have logged on to www.wvox.com, and you are listening live, and we will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Around the world and Wall Street, the sell-off continues. The Dow down more than 300 points right now. The Fed's grim economic outlook, one thing weighing the market down.
The housing market today is still very weak, very damaged, but it's largely a reflection of the fact that unemployment is very high and growth is very weak.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner also blaming fighting on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, GOP presidential hopefuls getting ready to slug it out in a Fox debate in Orlando, Florida tonight. Rick Perry wants to lay out a difference between Republican nominees and the president.
Mitt Romney continues to talk about why the economy remains a problem.
It's the result of a president who doesn't understand how the economy works.
But Romney and the others will also be hammering frontrunner Perry on Social Security, foreign affairs, electability, and more.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Fox News. We report, you decide.
In the north end of New Rochelle, you'll find an absolutely top-notch printer, one of the very best in the entire county. Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is known for its fine work far beyond the Sound Shore area. In fact, this particular Minuteman Press is easily the class of the fleet when it comes to full-service community printers. Located just off North Avenue in New Rochelle in the narrow Waikagil walkway across the parking lot from the A&P, Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is a terrific resource for individuals and small to medium-sized companies who want something very special when it comes to printing. No matter how big or how small your needs, you get great skill and creativity from Maestro Maselli's master printers, all for very reasonable prices. From business cards to brochures, color copies, high-speed printing, informational booklets, and flyers, it's Minuteman Press. Down that walkway when you're heading to the A&P, offering quality printing at very good prices. Call Frank Maselli at Minuteman Press of New Rochelle, 914-576-0335. 914-576-0335.
Main Street Boxing vs. Leukemia, New Rochelle's first ever amateur boxing event outside. Friday night fights. Come support some of the best amateur boxers in the country for a great cause. 15 amateur bouts, topping it off with our main event, New Rochelle Police Department vs. New Rochelle Fire Department in the Westchester Championships. Sponsored by the Radisson Hotel of New Rochelle, Shortcuts, Beach Bar, and Photography by Alfonso. Where? 310 Main Street, across from CVS. When? Friday, September 23rd. Gates open 6:30 p.m., first bout 7:30. Limited seats available. Please call Sam, 914-469-5715. See you at the fights.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Our weather forecast for today, calling for cloudy conditions with showers likely. High temperatures for the day will range into the mid-70s. Might be an isolated thunderstorm later this afternoon and this evening, some with downpours. Nighttime lows into the middle 60s. And our daytime weather on Friday calls for patchy fog to start, then occasional rain and thunderstorms. Your highs for the day lower 70s. Rain could be heavy at times. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers, mid-70s, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers Sunday, lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
This is America's great community radio station.
Really seems to be in touch with the heartbeat of the city.
AM 1460 WVOX.
We are back. We are speaking with Tom O'Brien, editor of The Gold Report. His website, which I have up in front of me, is TFNN. That's T for Thomas, F for Frank, NancyNancy.com. Very interesting site, very busy site about education and how to become a better trader and investor. And I gather, since I don't have the luxury of time to really peruse it, I gather that you address other than commodities and precious metals. Is that correct?
Yes, I do, Bob. I do bonds, the broad market. I've been in this market for 35 years. I mean, I started out dealing bankrupt bonds in 1980. You know, so I call basically every market in the world. And what happened is that I, got a huge track record because of gold, basically, because I caught gold at 282. So that's how, we get more traction. But the reality is that I call the S&P on a continual basis also, China markets, European markets. Yeah.
So if I needed just a couple of tips here and there, I could email you and maybe you'd remember me and at least respond to my email?
Of course I would.
Well, I'm asking you for a professional service, so I don't want to push my luck. But I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being on, especially on short notice.
Listen, we appreciate being on. You know, what I just love? I love that commercial there with you're going to have a boxing show, right?
In New Rochelle, yes.
Yeah, that is so cool. When I was a kid, I used to, that's how Boston used to be. I used to go around New England, and all those VA clubs used to pay the kids $5 and $6 to bang your brains out.
Yeah, well, sure. That's a way to make money. It's just on a bigger scale is what they do anyway. I mean, the big pros, so with them it's millions instead of a few bucks, but it's the same concept. And $5 to a kid for doing what he likes to do, hey, that's not
bad. That was a fortune then. That was a fortune. That was great business.
That's like someone giving me $20 to play a few songs for some senior citizens. I would do it for nothing.
No doubt.
Okay, Tom O'Brien, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to being in touch again in the future.
Thanks so much, Bob. Have a great one. Have a safe one.
My pleasure. Same
Bye-bye.
To you. Okay, that was Tom O'Brien, editor of The Gold Report. My next guest is Joseph Gonzalez. He's a registered dietitian. He works with PCRM, which is Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They address issues of, as I understand it, animal testing on the one hand and nutrition on the other hand. Let's find out more about it. Welcome, Joe Gonzalez.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning. My pleasure. I didn't quite get clear, and even as I read your materials and as I read your website, it's a little hard for me. So why don't you give me a sense of what the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, what your mission actually is. What is your mission statement, or paraphrase it if you would?
Sure, I'll paraphrase it. So our mission is basically to promote a healthful diet for disease prevention. And what that does is we tackle heart disease, diabetes, even some cancers. We know that there's much research that deals with how food affects our health. And on the flip side of that, which is an area that I don't focus on, is we try to expose different experimentations that happen. So we know that animal experimentation occurs in the States, and we're trying to find alternatives to that for reasons of scientific validity, meaning that what happens in an animal model doesn't transfer to the human. So we're trying to find alternatives for testing.
Well, I have long felt that animals were being abused in testing. I worked in a lab myself where we sacrificed was the euphemism we used, mice and guinea pigs and even some dogs and cats occasionally. And we did work with monkeys on occasion. And it always offended me that we were treating these animals, certainly cognizant of their surroundings and ability to feel fear and pain. I always thought that was overdone, that these were unnecessary, just kind of, well, let's try this now. Okay, so that's one end of it. The other end is diet. Now, there's a big controversy, let's say, in the world about what is a healthy diet. There are vegans, and I do see some vegan people on your website. Alicia Silverstone, I believe, is vegan, and that. Do you actually promote veganism, or do you think that meat is definitely a part of a healthy diet?
Right. Well, I don't believe that meat is part of a healthy diet. We know that it's full of saturated fat and cholesterol, which are two constituents linked to heart disease. And in our country, heart disease tends to top the list as far as number one cause of death.
Well, that's
country.
Isn't that for people who just overdo it? They eat crappy food and too much of it? What if you, like in Europe, I believe, people have a small portion of either meat or fish or chicken, and they do have a much larger percentage of fruits and vegetables. To me, that seems healthy. If a little cruel, I mean, you're still killing the animal, but cruelty is different from health. Is that little bit of fairly lean meat really harmful?
Well, you bring up two good points, and you're right on the sense of eating less meat and eating just a little bit is a lot more healthful than if you were to overdoing it and clogging up your arteries and becoming obese. However, on the flip side of that, from the American Dietetic Association's position on vegetarian diets and vegan diets, we know that it's healthful in every stage of life, from infancy to the elderly. So not eating animal products, completely avoiding them, is completely safe and completely healthy. The only nutrient that you'd be missing is vitamin B12, which is very important. So we do advocate for a plant-based diet, a complete vegan diet, with well-rounded diet, you know, beans, legumes, lentils, that side of the family for your proteins, and then you got your grains, vegetables, and fruits. And so we definitely recommend supplementing with B12 vitamin as well. And the research is great, and it's heading in the right direction, showing that this diet can trump other diets like the Mediterranean diet or another type of lifestyle.
Okay, now is the actual mandate, is the motivation one of kindness to animals or one of health? For instance, Dr. Barnard is your CEO, I believe, right?
Yes.
Is he a vegan, and is it his passion to be kind to animals, or is it more a health thing? You know, we have to make that distinction. How would you make that distinction?
Sure. Well, I can't speak for him, but I like I said before, we have two divisions of PCRM, and I'll tell you, the bulk of it really hones in the nutrition. Cruelty, I can't speak to, but as far as the nutrition goes and the health aspects of the diet, we really focus on that.
Okay. I noticed from your information, actually, that Ted Turner has a big billboard near Atlantis Turner Field, which is a big thing that discourages hot dogs. It's right near a ballpark, which you think of ballparks when you think of hot dogs. He says that they're unhealthy. I wonder what his motivation is. But the statistic you give is pretty amazing. There are $7 billion a year. $7 billion hot dogs consumed a year, and 818 a second hot dogs in the United States. That sounds outrageous. Do we really eat that many hot dogs?
We really do eat that much. That many hot dogs.
So right now, there are 818 people somewhere in this country eating a hot dog?
I think that's absolutely correct.
Oh my goodness.
There's just so much processed meat in general out there. And what we refer to, you're talking about those billboards, is the fact that the American Institute for Cancer Research has done really good research. And what they found is if you eat a hot dog a day, it can increase your risk of colorectal cancer by 21%.
No doubt.
And when we start thinking of those numbers, it's like, well, how is this processed meat still in the lunch lines in America, feeding it to our children? So there's some big concerns there with the processed meats in general.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly the processed meats. But let's say you have a small farm and you have some pigs and chickens, and one day you're hungry and you want to have a feast, and you take one of either the piglets or the adult pig and you slaughter it and bake it and roast it and serve moderate portions, and you have a good old time and you smoke cigars and drink some beer. Is that really unhealthy? It seems to me that just the joy and the passion that you get is invigorating in and of itself, not even thinking about the diet.
Sure. I mean, everybody has their own beliefs and how they want to live their lives. And, of course, getting more to that sustainable model of having a family farm. I don't think we have seen what a family farm looks like in America because it's been taken over by factory farms, corporations, and you know, our foods and meats in particular are so cheap nowadays, essentially because they become subsidized by the government.
Yeah.
So I think you're on the right track, and I think that approach is much better, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I totally believe. I mean, when I eat meat, I do realize that it's being treated unnaturally. Even the chickens, if a wild caught fish probably has toxins that have been dumped in the ocean in it. It's really so hard to know. Well, you know what? Let's take a break, and we'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle. If you are listening in, what's that paper? Oh. Okay, I'll get back to you. We don't have time to find it. We'll be right back.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Investor fears sparking another sell-off on Wall Street a day after the Federal Reserve indicated the economic slump could last for years. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner saying,
"It caused enormous damage to the basic fabric of commerce people have in their economic security. We're still living with that. It's still scarring damage."
And he says a political system that looks broken is hurting investor confidence. Convicted cop killer Troy Davis put to death last night in Georgia shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to intervene.
He claimed he was innocent. He was not responsible for what happened that night in 1989.
Reporter John Lewis witnessed the execution. 6 tons of space junk careening towards Earth. Where it lands is trying to be nailed down by NASA.
The latest projection is that this satellite will not be flying over North America when it comes crashing down and reenters the Earth sometime, we're told, tomorrow afternoon.
Fox's Chris Gutierrez at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time to do it myself. Well, I know a place where the answer's right on the shelf. They got the solution to help me get it done. A local institution. They make hardware fun.
Record a song, we go to the Loft Recording Studios. But when we need some hardware, we go to Cornell's. 310 White Plains Road, Route 22, Eastchester, New York.
Cornell's!
Time to pay some immediate attention to the trees on your property. But who do you call? Well, for almost 30 years in this county, smart homeowners have relied on the Mancuso family's Manor Tree Company. In every season of the year, Manor Tree, based in Pelham Manor, New York, has been the preeminent tree specialist for individual neighborhood homeowners and for the discerning proprietors of the great estates of Westchester as well. Business and commercial owners also know about Manor Tree for tree removal, stump grinding, pruning, shaping, even for quality, clean-burning fireplace wood. A free inspection of your property by Manor Tree Company right now can help protect your beautiful and valuable trees all year long. We invite you to call for a consultation in Pelham Manor, 914-738-1785. That's Manor Tree Company, 738-1785. They're the best you can find in Westchester.
Physical activity is body movement that uses energy. From house to lawn work, walking to dancing, biking or swimming, remember, some is better than none. Soundshore Medical Center encourages you to talk with your healthcare provider about the type and amount of physical activity that's right for you and your condition. Most individuals, regardless of size or ability, can benefit from physical activity. For a copy of Soundshore's brochure on physical activity, please call 914-365-3597.
Thanks for making us the official Listen at Work station. AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide. WVOX.
We are back. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Lebensold. My guest is Joseph Gonzalez, a registered dietitian with PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. If you are listening in Awau Channel on the island of Maui in Hawaii, Cephalo Swamp, Maine, Tihun Ranch, Nebraska, East Hampton, New York, or Bear Swamp, New Jersey, you have logged on to www.wvox.com and you are listening live. Joseph Gonzalez, registered dietitian. You work with, apparently, you address diseases that are very serious but non-communicable, like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about catching it from someone. So when you address these, it's for the good of the individual. I would say that. Obesity is one of the killers, and smoking, right? These have nothing to do with your diet. Well, I shouldn't say that. Of course, obesity has a lot to do with your diet. Mm-hmm. Is obesity a disease, actually?
Well, yeah, you could classify obesity as a disease per se, in the respect that we know that those who are obese have a lot higher risk of the diseases that you mentioned, cancer. Huge link, heart disease, a huge link, and diabetes.
Heart, I understand, because your heart just has to work harder to pump blood to all of that mass. Cancer, I don't understand how that would be a connection, but certainly if you say so, I believe it. And diabetes, I really don't understand how those things go. First of all, this is something that I have wondered about. If you can, let's say you lock an obese person up in a room, you give him just the amount of food that he needs to survive, what will happen to him? I mean, will he shrink to an actual healthy size, or is there something about that bulk that he needs to sustain his life?
That's an interesting question. That would be an unethical situation. But to go on the analogy, I think that we tend to think of, we need to have the right amount of food in our diet. But as we talked about before, this vegan diet really sets the limit, or unsets the limit, rather, that you don't have to count how much you're eating, because what's in plants? It's a lot of fiber. It's a lot of water. It's a lot of nutrition lacking the calories. So you're getting all this fiber. You're feeling full. You don't need to worry about eating too much. And the four food groups I talked about earlier are the legumes, the whole grains, the fruits, and the veggies. So we say, go ahead and eat those, and just watch the pounds shed. And we find that exact thing in our studies with the Washington Center for Clinical Research. We run clinical trials for weight loss studies, and when we put participants on this type of diet, they lose on average a pound a week. So it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's sustained weight loss, and over a course of a year, that's 50 pounds.
Oh, it does seem like a lot. I understand how that goes. I've known people who have dieted, and once they get their weight down, it's not just the diet, but you have to establish and maintain the healthy lifestyle, and then you just keep it off naturally.
And
I understand that for a couple of reasons why eating as many vegetables and fruits as you want would help you do that, because you're just not going to sit there stuffing yourself with fruits and vegetables. You get surfeited, and it's also more to chew. I mean, chewing on a carrot stick or a celery, your mouth gets tired. With meat, it's kind of soft. You just shove it in. A hamburger, for God's sakes, it's like mother's milk. You just stuff a hamburger in your mouth, and you don't have to chew it. You just can swallow it whole.
You're exactly right, and that's why we say, have two bowls of oatmeal and sprinkle some blueberries and cinnamon in the morning. Have three, but I guarantee you won't be able to have four, because you're going to get full.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I do personally try to I like vegetables. I eat lots of vegetables. I like fruit. I think I understand what they do for my body, but I don't give up my meat. Tell me something that my listeners can use about nutrition, about vitamins and minerals. We hear so much about them, but what do vitamins actually do?
Well, that's a great question. Vitamins actually tend to, certain ones, to They say they're known as, you know, you've heard the term antioxidant.
Yes.
So what they do is they help to quench free radical damage. What I mean by free radical damage is just oxygen that we breathe as a stable molecule, but when it becomes unstable, that's when we call it a free radical, which most and many researchers and professionals refer to as the first stage of cancer progression. So when we eat these antioxidants like vitamin C, beta-carotene, it helps to repair the DNA system of the once damaged oxygen in our body. So these antioxidants are working on a host of different cells and on a host of different biochemical reactions that help to, you know, keep our cycles going to create energy and create sustainability for every cell in our body. So that was a very lay version, but basically fruits and vegetables and whole grains, anything from a plant, has what we call phyto plant nutrients. So plant nutrients, and they're the only ones that have these antioxidant value. The animal products just don't have it. That has a lot of fiber. The animal products have protein. You know, you've heard that.
Sure.
And some minerals, you know, maybe like iron, but it doesn't have the antioxidants.
So vitamins are essentially antioxidants?
Yes, to an extent.
Because there are lots of different ones. Are they all? I mean, they don't all do the same thing. There's vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, many vitamin Bs, D, all of those. Are they all simply different kinds of antioxidants? And if so, why do we need all of them instead of just taking a whole bunch of A's, let's say?
Well, good point. Well, the thing about nutrition is that you can't single out one nutrient. You know, we've heard of beta-carotene, but there's also alpha-carotene. You know, so it goes to the end of the list. So there's so many of these nutrients, and when you eat them in its whole form, you know that you're going to get some protection. The same protection that the skin on a piece of fruit that's protecting that fruit from bugs and invaders is what's going to protect our cells, that color, that bright, rich, you know, pigment.
So what is the difference among vitamins? What is the difference between, say, C and D?
Well, it depends on solubility. So some vitamins are more water-soluble, and some are more fat-soluble. So they work on different medias within the body.
Okay, so essentially why we take vitamins is to control those free radicals. That's the main thing that vitamins do?
They work on so many different reactions within the body, enzymatic reactions, and it gets real complicated. But essentially, yes, what you said is correct. Just helps protect the body.
Okay, good. And minerals? What about iron?
Well, for
and,
our bones, you know, for our blood.
That's calcium.
To move our muscles. Oh. Everything we do uses a small amount of these minerals. Yes, like iron and calcium and zinc and magnesium.
So they're building blocks, like protein is a building block?
Precisely.
Okay, so that's the minerals. The vitamins are to kind of keep us healthy. Now, let's get into fruit for a minute. I always think of fruit as a digestive aid. It helps you be regular. It helps you... It's almost like the lubrication. Am I right, or is that just a fantasy of mine?
I think that you can make an argument to say that, yeah, food is basically lubricating our entire bodies and filling up our guts, and essentially it comes out as feces, and we move on throughout the day.
Okay. So the healthy diet includes lots of fruits and vegetables, and the jury has to still be out on meat because we can't accept any authoritative that meat is bad. We just can't, because too many of us are addicted to it, and very many people live long and healthy lives eating meat. But that doesn't mean a vegan diet is not perfectly healthy, and maybe even healthier on some level and with some people. I guess we have to say that, right? We have to leave it there.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's not because we know that the vegan diet is the best diet in the world. We just know that the research points to more and more and more plant foods, and if you go all the way vegan, we know that it's very, very healthy. So if you're eating meat out there, you know, eating a lot less is preferable, and increasing the plant foods is obviously recommended.
Okay, now just the final question. You know what? It just flew out of my head because I got the one-minute signal, so I guess I don't have a final question. If people want to know more about your organization, they should go to pcrm.com. Is that correct?
Or .org,
sorry.
Yeah.
PCRM.org. My guest is Joseph Gonzalez. He is a registered dietitian, very knowledgeable apparently about diet and what to eat. And I presume it's an interactive site where you can go to it and ask questions and so on.
Certainly they can.
Okay. Joseph Gonzalez, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been very enlightening to me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank Tom O'Brien and Joseph Gonzalez for joining us today. Why is it that we know what is good for us and especially what is bad for us, yet we rationalize or are too lazy to make obvious changes? Does a person dying of lung cancer wish that he or she had stopped smoking in exchange for perhaps many years of life? Do obese people who can't get around much wish that they could? Well, why don't you? What is it that keeps smokers smoking and eaters eating and drinkers drinking? I eat. I do enjoy an occasional scotch now and then. I even smoke an occasional cigar. But I'm not addicted to life-threatening practices, so it's hard for me to get it. Hard for me to understand, though. I do see obese people, and I do see self-destructive people in so many ways. A thought for the week. If you are constantly thinking of what you will do or what you have done, you need to pay attention to what you are doing. It is in the moment that we live our lives. That is where the riches lie. If you must smoke, enjoy every puff. If you eat to excess, enjoy every bite. At least then you will have enjoyed your shortened life. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, the best small station in the U.S. of A. Next up, Howard Sturman. What would Mitch and Mr. Cam do without him? I am Bob Levenshul, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle.
Amplify your voice. Easy.